some boys, it is passively funny to throw pygmy stones into the Gowanus Canal. Tony Studo died doing this. He was 8 years old. His stone fought into the murk and sat upon it. Men swarmed the banks of the Gowanus Canal to save him or feel the new air of excitement. They put down their greasy hammers. A brave man found the dead boy sitting still. Dragged him out of the water and gave him to his parents. What happened next was not recorded and is not recordable. A gull floated slowly toward the harbor. The family gave the body of the son to an undertaker who was hanging around, talking with another undertaker. He was hanging around. They had napkins tucked in their shirt collars. And the spurred undertaker roared and raised his fist to the heavens. He gathered a considerable following. Of men attacked the first undertaker, aided by his own small army of the curious and the bitterly unhappy. The clans met near the corner surrounded by fans. The Italian residents flocked to the streets without a single word where from they arrived. A volley of shots aroused them. They kept a respectful distance then. The police were kept from the scene by 150 helpers and friends. 150 helpers and friends. And when the reserves arrived, they retired behind doors. Peace was restored after an hour of stabbings and sniping, and charges of carrying a concealed weapon, which the Italians brushed off. They were all charged with having shot each other.